Melbourne is open for business this Wednesday morning. What are you doing that you haven't been able to for so long? What are you seeing? Traffic on the Monash, evidently, which is not overly welcome, but a touch of normality. 0433 98 11 16 in Melton for work today, up from Ballarat. The town is abuzz for the first time in months. That's been sent through. And what you're seeing out on the streets, Dave sent through, even funnier than lining up for Kmart. I just drove past the Salvo shop and the line was huge going along the footpath. Our freedoms are there. They are qualified. They're not that easily understood either. Gavin Lang Warren has sent through. I come out of lockdown question, Jared. This is like a trade scenario for Sam. My sister, brother-in-law, and their two young kids can now visit our house. But me, my wife, and our 18 and 22-year-old children, who still live at home, can't visit their house. Same eight people in either scenario. Hoping you can guide me through the logic of that. Gav, as the Premier's press conference was quite hilarious yesterday as he was being asked about all these different scenarios and he likened it back to his own family as what were dependents and what were not dependents. I guess the line has to be drawn arbitrarily somewhere. And Gav, the scenario that you outline is the perfect conundrum. Same eight people in either scenario. One in one house is fine. In the other house, it's not fine. I guess that's the price of freedom, you might say, for now, Gav. But we're open for business, and we're open for business on the Trade Bell. So in honour of Melbourne opening up, it's an extended edition of the Trade Bell with Sam Edmund. We did this last year heading into the trade period, so we'll do it again, and we invite you to play, particularly from your club's perspective. What is the mission statement for your club entering this trade period? What must they do, either specifically or thematically? 0433 98 11 16. We'd ask you to call, join in through the club by club, 1300 736 736. And then, if there's time at the end, there's a few great scenarios that have been sent through for Sam to play around with. Sam Edmonds, our chief sports reporter at SEN. Coach Nick, contact Coach Nick, and you may just change your business forever. Sam, good morning.
Jared, good morning to you. I'm going to take a punt here and go out on a limb. Now, when you say there's a birthday in the household, I mean, can I be so bold as to ask whether it might be yours?
It might be mine.
Hey, happy birthday, magnificent.
Thank you.
I've got to ask you, was this timed? I mean, day one of hospitality back in action. I know you got some pull in this town. Was it the planets meant to align? Is this by design?
How lucky can you be? And I think it was on Monday afternoon. The kids, once it became clear that it was Wednesday, they said, we have to go out for dinner. And
that's great.
After the show yesterday, I was chatting to Claire and said, well, yes, actually, we really should. And thankfully, we're able to get one locally. Well, so, yes, timing is everything, Sam. Timing is everything.
You've done very well to get in. It's almost like winning Powerball. So well done on that. That's an achievement in itself.
Before we launch into our club by club, is there anything on your mind? Is there anything that simply has to be put forward?
There's a couple of things floating around, Jared. We'll open up with this one, shall we? I mean, Jack Higgins will not be at Punt Road next year. He will not be playing for Richmond, assuming that the Tigers find a trade that they deem acceptable. The Gold Sneak is happy to move on. He's settled, in fact, on another club with a deal that has been agreed upon in principle. So he has a year to run on his contract, Jack Higgins, still only 21 years of age. Feels like he's been around a lot longer than that. I can tell you that the new club will not be Carlton, but Higgins has his sights set on a deal at another Melbourne-based club. So we'll try to join the dots on that one, but it will not be the Blues.
Okay. And did you have another one you wanted to, or is that?
There's a few other things as well. Alir. I mean, a lot of fascination with this one, that Port won't deal a ruckman at this stage. They've put the contract offer to Alir. They want to keep Lysett and Laddams, though. And despite the young prospect Sam Hayes' name being mentioned, the Power don't want to lose him either. But they do need a back. And Alir was dropped a couple of times this season. He's in intercept marking back. He does add something different to Ken Hickley's back six alongside his lockdown stoppers there. So the Swans probably need to make up their mind. I mean, Alir has a year to go on a contract. He could go and he could stay. And if he does stay, he'll obviously put the question to the club to extend him beyond next year as well. So it's not a bad position for Alir to be in. He does like life up in Sydney, but he's got a good offer on the table from Port Adelaide as well.
Terrific. All right. The club by club. And once we get to your club, we're absolutely happy. So we'll go alphabetically so you can judge your timings. The mission statements going in, what you think needs to happen, either a specific or a theme. I've got my thoughts. Sam's got his. You'll have yours. 1-300-736-736. Adelaide, you go first, Sam.
Adelaide, do everything in your power to get pick two for Brad Crouch and then smash the draft. You would have pick 1, 2, 8 and a couple of picks in the 20s as well. And Jackson Hatley coming in as well from GWS. Just smash the draft, Jared.
So I'm spread the rebuild across two drafts. So I think there's a risk in over-indexing on this draft, particularly in what hasn't been able to reveal itself across the 12 months. So I'm all for that set of picks, but I want a couple of them as futures. I definitely want an additional first-round pick in 2021 rather than loading them all into the 2020 draft just because of the compromised nature. So big glut of picks. Spread them across two drafts.
The bonus with the Crows, though, is that their kids have been playing in the under-18 system over there. So if they do have some eyes on some homegrown talent, they've been able to get a good look at them. They have been playing the game at least.
Brisbane Lions.
Just end the Danaher saga. Get this deal done and get it done swiftly. I mean, Essendon want top 10 and a sweetener, whatever they need, just give it to them. Get it done. Cockatoo comes on the cheap. Danaher will be massive.
Yeah, we have a line there. Don't finish without Joe. You've picked your target. It makes sense. The risk rewards in there is really clear, but it's absolutely worth it. They're not paying top dollar for him. I think it's all rather cleverly done. Don't finish without Joe. And, you know, it'll take a little while with Essendon and you might have to play a little bit harder than you want to, but don't walk away without him. Carlton.
Three words only needed here, Jared. Split pick 7. You get Saad, but you take one into the first round as well. Keep that first round pick. You get Zach Williams in as a restricted free agent, but it is all about those three words. Split pick 7.
Who's the third target? Now's the time to spend. This has been the most painful of rebuilds, but now is the time to spend. I'm totally on board with that. I still think they've bought the same player twice in Saad and Williams, but that's okay. They might be able to make that work in a slightly different configuration. I can't believe that there's not one more to come, though. Now, every time we sit, is it Wines or is it Oliver? Or who else have they got in their sights? Not the steak knives, not some of the peripheral players. Who's the third target? There must be one.
Could it be Treloar, Jared? But the problem is the piggy bank is getting a bit tight there at Carlton. I mean, it's getting a bit tight. It's not a bottomless pit down there, despite all the manipulation around the banking system and the cap and the front ending and the back ending. I mean, the fact is that things are getting a little tighter at Princes Park.
I love how they've been linked to virtually everybody. It's all the default setting is they're linked to Carlton until Carlton says we're not into them.
It's a bit like Geelong, no doubt.
Which sort of amuses me. 1-300-736-736. We've got our first taker on Collingwood. Chris is in Roxburgh Park as we get to the Pies. Chris, what's the mission for the Maggies in this trade season?
Well, g'day, Jude. Look, our forward line was diabolical this year, and I can't believe Collingwood aren't trying to get a Saparetta Galea. Like, if Cameron's going to Geelong, surely there's got to be pressure on him to keep him. So I think Collingwood should do whatever they have to do to try and get him.
Chris's mission for Collingwood is get a Sava, in two words. What's your mission statement for the Pies, Sam?
It's double barrel, Jared. Collingwood, repair relationships and get KPMG in to look over some of these deals.
Yes.
Seriously, what is going on down there? It's getting messier by the day. There's back-ended deals, there's triggered deals. And we're seeing the fall of it now in all its gory detail with Adam Treloar and, to a lesser extent, Tom Phillips and even Mason Cox as well.
So mine is, and I'm a bit worried here, so I think Collingwood are an absolute top four contender next season, but don't be weaker. It feels to me like there's a risk that their list could end up weaker over the next 3 weeks rather than stronger. So There are priorities in re-signing. I totally get that. Darcy Moore was essential, and Jordan De Goey, I think he really should do that two-year deal and become the player that he thinks he is, and then chase the dollars in free agency if that's the way that he wants to go. Do they have room to do anything else? And the answer appears to be no. If they jettison Treloar, their list is weaker immediately. So if they get pick five, then hopefully they get a player in. But don't be weaker in 2021 when you've done all this work to set up a run at it. I'm a little bit worried.
Yep. Yeah, and with good justification too, Jared, because they've got themselves into a bit of a sticky situation. And yeah, it's fine that on the surface they do need a key forward, or at least a hybrid forward like Jack Gunston, who they were linked to. But the problem appears to be they just don't have the money to spend at the moment. So, and they've still got to re-sign Brody Mychek, and as we know, Jordan De Goey as well.
And your point around get KPMG in, is I'm aligned with that. Is what is the long-term plan with this salary cap? And obviously that's part of the Treloar issue, is trying to free up money that they committed themselves to, and they did it with their eyes wide open and then seemed to have buyer's remorse immediately. They need a better salary cap plan, don't they?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it is a source of so much intrigue and bewilderment around the competition that Collingwood have got themselves into a state where the salary cap is just bulging at the seams. And the Brody Grundy deal raised so many eyebrows when it went through. Great deal for the player, don't get me wrong, but that is a huge weight down there at the moment, 7 years by $7 million. And even Darcy Moore and Scott Pendlebury and Taylor Adams and all these guys deserve, Jeremy Howe, to be paid what they're paid. But somewhere along the way, Jared, they've got themselves into a sticky. And we'll maybe speak about Adam Treloar, but we will for certain before the fortnight is out. But he's had, my understanding as of yesterday, Jared, he's adjusted his contract as many as three times, possibly even four. So he's arrived on a heavily back-ended deal initially from GWS. So I heard he only received $400 in the first couple of years. He's put it back. Then they've made him sign a contract extension last year to put it back again. Now that he's put it back again, they're saying, well, we think we might want to trade you. So, I mean, geez, it's no wonder that the player is angry.
Let's hear a little bit of Stephen Silvani, who was with Gary and Tim this morning on the Treloar scenario.
It's a really delicate situation because Collingwood could, and I think they do have a genuine care for what's happening in Adam's life here. And they probably generally think, you know what, this is the best move for Adam, knowing that his partner and child are going to be in Queensland. Hmm. But obviously Adam's come out and said, listen, I can handle this situation.
Yeah.
But that's where it's got a bit messy, because now he's saying that, but
put his stake in the ground.
Yeah,
he said,
has.
I'm here. I've got a contract. I'm here.
Yeah. So they either need to get this deal done pretty quickly, or they need to, okay, this isn't going to happen because it could get really messy.
Okay. Last one on this, on Adam Treloar, and then we can get on to some other stuff. I don't know the figure. Let's say it's 900. What would be an acceptable amount, do you think, amount that Collingwood would pay to have Adam Treloar off their books?
Oh, I think a bit would be to do with what's coming back in terms of a draft selection, or it might be a player, but that obviously bringing a player in is going to cost them money. So a lot would depend on what draft selection they're getting back from the football club he may be going to.
Okay, but if Adam Treloar goes to the Gold Coast Suns and they get five and then pay $200,000 of his $900,000, would that be feasible?
That's very feasible.
Right.
Very.
Stephen Silvani with some of the machinations that will be at play in the Treloar scenario.
Yeah, look, he's angry, Jared. I spoke to a couple of people yesterday, and he's still determined, as of yesterday, to tell Collingwood to get stuffed. But, I mean, those close to him wonder how many times he can keep telling them to get stuffed. And there is a fear that the club could just make this too uncomfortable for him. And they are trying to pressure him out. There's no other way to look at it. They've been trying for a while. And I did see the story in The Age today that Collingwood's reason for trading him, and we take this at face value as per the story, is that it believes he can't do what he needs to do because his family's relocating for 10 months to Queensland. I mean, if that was the case, they wouldn't have wanted to try to trade him 12 months ago when the Gold Coast and Collingwood held talks that Treloar himself shut down. So I think it's a convenient little side story for Collingwood, to be honest.
Yep, as the history was always such a critical part in this, and you're absolutely right to raise it. As we get to Essendon, let's bring in Darren from Greenvale. Welcome, Darren.
G'day, Jared. Happy birthday as well, Jared.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about Essendon, what we need to do. We've got some power with obviously Danaher and Saad and all that. Now, I'm not too sure how true it is, but with the Danaher thing, if we can end up getting Witherden, young lad Witherden, which will fit straight into Saad's spot, and maybe perhaps even a Stephen Martin to help young Draper out, I think that'll you know, hit two birds with one stone. And then, obviously, we're not too sure what's happening with the Dunkley situation. But it's just a bit weird that Essendon aren't chasing a Ben Brown or even trying to stick their nose in a Jeremy Cameron kind of a deal, knowing that Danaher is out. And, you know, they've had Langford down there, and obviously with McKernan gone as well. We're going to struggle with a forward. So I think we'll need to get a ruck, and obviously a half backer. And if we can get a forward, I think it might turn out pretty good for the Bombers and a positive 2021 perhaps.
So, Darren, your mission is get forwards and raid Brisbane. See if you can shake out Witherden and Martin. What have you got on the Essendon front, Sam?
I think their mission statement needs to read like this, Jared. Fly in Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan to convince the Bulldogs to deal Dunkley. It's the only way. There's going to take some massive convincing here. And as it stands at the moment, the player wants to go to Essendon. Make no mistake, he has told them he wants to get there. He hasn't formally put in a trade request, but there's various, depending on who you speak to, reports out there that he has told some teammates, the Western Bulldogs, that he's made up his mind. He wants to get to Essendon, but the Dogs absolutely steadfast in their refusal not to trade him at the moment.
Okay, so go to the highest office in the world for peace negotiations.
Indeed.
So I'm a little bit, I'm Tora. Just attack. Adrian Dodoro has picks and cash, and this is how it's supposed to work. They should menace the football world with what they have got. So don't fixate on what's been lost. It's what you do with it. And Josh Dunkley is, that's the perfect opening gambit. It is a sneak attack. They clearly can make it happen at their end, and they can cause a lot of discomfort in the process, whether they get it there or not. The Bombers didn't plan to have this moment in time. They didn't plan to reset. They have an opportunity, so they should take it. So at attack across the landscape, and then if that's not it, use their picks and just take the breath to set themselves up for the full onslaught that's coming. So yep. attack. Our mission statements for each team as they head into the trade period, 1-300-736-736. Shoot yours through 0433-98-1116. A special edition of the Trade Bell. I will tell you the international schedule for the cricket summer has been released. A one-day series in Sydney and Canberra, a T20 series in Canberra, the Test Series, December 17 to 21, Adelaide Oval, Pink Ball Test, Boxing Day at the MCG, 26 to 30 December, January 7 to 11 at the SCG is a day test match, and so it is at the Gabba as well. January 15 to 19, Australia versus India at 11 o'clock. Peter Lawler, who will take his time to dissect this as this hour unfolds. Special edition of the Trade Bell continues next. Special edition of the Trade Bell, the mission statement for each team as we go along. Add your thoughts as we go. So Chris in Batemans Bay, Bombers, dunk into the cold well. See what I did there? Nice, Chris. Well done. If Hawks let Isaac Smith go, I'll spew up. Geelong, get a ruck in caps. And there's a good Carlton one here. Call in Vizzy. And that might solve a few of the squeeze issues. Might let you get a run at a third target. Club by club, we're going through. Oh, this is a setback for you, Sam. Julian in South Australia. Kofi Annan has passed away.
Oh.
You may need to consider your negotiator. Perhaps Dennis Rodman is available.
I like it. We'll bring in Dennis. My apologies. I wasn't aware of that with the great Kofi. He was the first name that sprung to mind.
Fremantle, what's your mission statement?
Be as desperate to get Jordan Clark in as you are to get Jesse Hogan out.
Oh, nice. That's a really good... Yeah, that's a good sentiment. I've got fine key position support. Pearce and Hamblin are just injured too often, and I'm not sure that Lobb and Darcy are your second tall forward, and you've got to offload Hogan, which is obvious. It's like the new administrators getting rid of the bad debts on the books. But I defer to you. You've got that one well and truly nailed. Geelong?
scratch the Giants back on Cameron while stealing Smith and Higgins for a penny and hold Clark at all costs.
I like that. So I've got get Jezza and take two first round picks. So they've got three. They don't need three. They can either package two up into one, or they might need to do one as a trade, but take two first round picks as well as what you're bringing in. And the rest, yeah, there's the extremes of that are fine, but get Jezza, make sure that happens, and take two first round picks. Gold Coast. Now, this is where I'll show that I'm not a list manager, because I'm the guy at the auction who's just happy to bid first, bid often, and make it look like I'm getting it no matter what. I'm not a strategic bidder. What's your Gold Coast plan?
No longer a bank to raid, Jared. Get broad, and if he comes around, Treloar, but spend smart. This is no longer a pyramid scheme up there at the Suns. You've got to think like wisely.
That. All right, I'm pick five for Treloar. Send it by email, send it by fax, send up the Skyrider, do the leaflet drop, ring every day and offer pick five for Treloar, and make Collingwood pay for him. But every single day, send pick five for Treloar and get Treloar in the same room as Matt Rowell. And just let them sit there and talk about it. It'll be the start of a beautiful friendship. Put it up, put it on a banner, put it on a blimp, put it at pick five for Treloar. And don't ring me until it's done.
Oh, and yet every day that goes on, Jared, they're less and less likely, the Suns. The more they think about it, the more they think, geez, do we really? We've got our other irons in the fire. So it's slimmer and slimmer by the day.
They really. I just think they really. Don't give up on that idea. It's too powerful an idea. Giants and Hawthorn. Chris from Keilor East coming up with his Hawks mission statement. 1-300-736-736. And you can text as we go. Meredith has the news. Meredith, thank you. Our special edition of the Trade Bell. Sam, we're up to the Giants.
Get dangerous. It isn't spare cash. It's a weapon of mass destruction. It's dose of O-medicine time, Jared.
Yes, I like that. So I'm planning the next assault. There's too much money and too many years wrapped up in too few contracts. And now's the moment to just try to pull that apart a little bit, and don't do it again. So take the moment to plan the next premiership assaults, and that mightn't be 2021. I'm a bit, don't top up, be more strategic. That's my view. Don't top up, be more strategic, and plan the next assault. Chris is in Keilor East on the Hawks as we reach Hawthorn. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Good morning, all. Happy birthday, Gerard.
Thank you.
Just for Hawthorn, we need midfielders to help get the ball out of the middle. So I reckon trade 4 for 12 with Collingwood, get Treloar in and still have a first rounder, and look for another young midfielder to help.
4 for 12 and get Treloar in and get the young midfielder in the draft. Good on you, Chris. That's his mission for the Hawks. What have you got, Sam?
Do that thing you hate doing and go to the draft. One first rounder since 2015. They've got pick four. It's been tumbleweeds down there, Jared. Just go to the draft.
Do you want to know what I've got on my screen?
Fire
go
away.
To the draft. Yes, well, it's time, isn't it?
We know the coach's thoughts on the draft, so it will be interesting.
Yes, you've got to get back into contention before Mitchell and O'Meara are veterans, and now's the time to reset, and Day's the best possible example of that. So, and probably across two drafts as well in Hawthorne's case. Melbourne?
Strap Ben Brown and Isaac Smith into the red and blue roller coaster, Jared, and hold on tight for a make or break season.
I've got don't lose Clayton Oliver. Next year is the year you'll learn the truth. So I'm the same. It's the make or break season. Don't let it be compromised. Whatever you add collapses if Oliver happens to bail. So I'm with you. Ben Brown makes perfect sense, but don't lose any pieces that compromises what you're going to bring in. And incidentally, if I was looking at it from a player's perspective, if I'm Angus Brayshaw, I'm getting out of Melbourne. North Melbourne.
Pray. Pray like never before as well, Jared, that the Crows' Crouch compo isn't first round. You got pick two. Geez, do you need it. And then get as much as you possibly can. Squeeze the lemon dry for Higgins and Brown and use four picks inside the first two rounds in the draft.
Pray. That's beautiful. This one came through on the text. North's mission statement is simple. Don't stuff it up. I'm fine ground zero and no shortcuts. So this is going to be long and painful, but it has to start somewhere. Get the right coach to man the fort and set the culture rather than bringing in long-term deals, which might sort of run counter to that. No. So there are going to have to be 1 and 2 year contracts for season players, but 1 and year contracts only. No long-term list cloggers. So you've got to know where this list is going to be in 3 to 4 years' time. Find ground zero and no shortcuts. Port Adelaide.
Sydney smash and grab. Alir is a nice fit. Just don't give up a ruck.
Yeah. Don't lose any essential pieces. So that takes in ruck and that takes in Ollie Wines. Mm. This is a brilliantly laid out plan with additional first rounders that we haven't seen yet. So don't get raided and add a ratio Fantasia. I'm a Fantasia believer. I know the injury side of things has crueled him for a couple of years, but people who are so flippant about Fantasia have just forgotten what a terrific footballer he can be. He makes a lot of sense for Port. So don't lose any essential pieces. Richmond, John's in Mill Park on the Tigers. Hello, John.
Happy birthday, Jared. And hello to Sam. Richmond, Jesse Hogan. Now, the reason why I say this, it's in preparation. I think we've got the right culture to actually, you know, fix whatever personal issue he's got. But I think his football ability at Richmond will shine. Broad, if he wants to go to the Gold Coast, absolutely. Either a late first rounder or second. It might be a stretch, but that's what I'll do. Hang on to Ollie Markov. Do not let Ollie Markov go. Jack Higgins, if he wants to go, go. But I would be chasing Adam Serra of Fremantle to strengthen that midfield because we've got some very young, exciting young midfield crop. Riley Collier-Dawkins, Jack Ross, Sydney Stack, and there are some others. So Jesse Hogan, without a doubt, shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, you got this conversation going, Sam. You really got this conversation going. So John in Mill Park has his say on a mission for the Tigers. What's your Richmond mission statement?
Very similar. Jump into the deep end on Jesse. Enhance your reputation as the culture club and take a chance on Jesse Hogan. This interest is real. We know their history with players with checkered off-field records, if you like, but it's not as silly as it sounds. We know they've done it before. Jack Riewoldt close to the end than the beginning, as good as he still is. And this man at 25, if, and it is a big if, he can get it together, Jared, could be an absolute steal.
Paul has texted through Richmond. Sit back, laugh while others scramble. There's a certain smugness to that, Paul. Thanks for your contribution. I've got draft the next Noah Bolter. So pick 25 was what they got Bolter with. The sweet spot is when you use your one pick, which is late in the first round or early in the second, and just nail a player who comes into your 22 over a couple of years. They already bat so deep. They have all the youth that's had a taste of it. Sell high at the fringes. The players who are at the fringes, sell them high and use that one draft pick to nail another first-choice player like Noah Bolter, who honestly looks like a top 10 player for them rather than one in the 19 to 22 range. So you only get the one crack at it when you're the best team. Use it well. We'll get to the Saints next. So Daniel in South Caulfield, you'll be next. Your mission statement for clubs heading into this trade period. Special edition of the Trade Bell on Waitley for Red Energy. Born and bred in Melbourne, that's Red Energy. The Trade Bell special mission for each club. Your contributions, Adam Hawthorn, no more injury-plagued players. Simon from Bentley, St Kilda mission statements, get Treloar to win a flag. Doggies from Lee from Footscray. We'll get to shortly the Doggies. My mission statement, don't get another Josh Bruce. Beck in Sandringham. The Swans need a fit 23 to 24-year-old small forward. Very prescriptive. Sean, Carlton, bash at the beach 96 down at Carlton. Hall, Nash, and who is the third man? Bit of WCW, I don't mind that, on a Wednesday morning. Mission for Frio. Trade Hogan, get Logan McDonald. Chris on the road in WA. See, you want something you can put on a placard?
Like that.
Lee in Westwood's Grey. The Dogs, hold fast on Dunkley. Some of your slogans to add to our conversation. Oh, we lost our St Kilda call. No, I didn't. Daniel's in South Caulfield as we get to the Saints. Daniel, what's your mission for St Kilda?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm wrapped that we've sort of come to the point where we're call it a destination club, but players are happy to come to our club as opposed to what's been going on for many years. And I really think we need to bolster our midfield to help Jack Steele. Crouch, Treloar, if we can get him, Jai Caldwell, those sorts of guys that we can run through the midfield, bolster the midfield, I think are really important for the Saints for next year.
All right, Daniel, you've set us on a theme for the Saints. What are you thinking, Sam?
I think the sequel is never as good as the original. Don't reach. Don't try to replicate last year. Get Crouch and McKernan for free and hold on to pick 15.
Yeah, I was fooling around with something similar. I was mucking around with draft well. I was mucking around with don't overpay. But I ended up with we trust you.
Yeah,
you got last year so right. Whatever you say, that's fine by me. We trust you. If you think that's not overs for Crouch, we trust you. On you go. On you go. The Sydney Swans, I found Sydney maybe the hardest of all.
Well, it came to me pretty quickly because of the glaring need they have. So my mission statement for the Swans, Jared, is this. Supersize me. Do everything in your power to prize a ruckman out of anywhere.
That's very good. Supersize me for the Swans. It's better than what I've got. I went with bolster the senior core. So we are of the opinion that they have rebuilt on the run and they've got most of the young talent that they'll need for the next wave. They've got it through the draft and through the academy. They're short-suited, it feels to me, in seasoned professionals. And maybe that hits on exactly what you've just said. I doubt it ends at one either, but I'm get the seasoned professionals in, bolster the senior core, but it's clearly secondary to supersize me. West Coast.
Wake us up when it's over, Jared. they're taking a knife to a gunfight with no draft assets. I can't see them doing anything. I mean, ideally, they'd like Jordan Clark, wouldn't they? Could they offer Jared Brander, the key position prospect? It doesn't matter. It's all fodder. It won't happen. This is the legacy of Tim Kelly, who's a super player, but they were never going to be big players themselves this year.
Yeah, I'm shake a few trees just in case. Just in case, because what you say is right. They've done their work. Just shake the Petrevsky-Seaton tree just in case. Shake the Jordan Clark tree just in case. There might be a little bit of low-hanging fruit in a Narkle or somebody like that, but just shake a tree in case something falls out. Western Bulldogs. This is now where it gets... I can't tell you how many we've got. Keep Dunkley. That's from Marie. So something that wouldn't have been on the horizon at all just a week ago is now really urgent from Dogs fans.
This is how I've framed it, Jared. Get on the phone to the best hostage negotiator the NYPD have and talk Josh Dunkley out of it. And then find some draft therapy by snaring the academy prodigy Jamara Ugle-Hagan, the best kid in the land.
Yes, yeah, make sure that gets done. So I've got, separate to Dunkley, because I think that's the theme, I've got give Bevo more pieces, but not at the fringes. Don't add players who are going to be at the edge of selection. You've got to add players like St Kilda did who are going to go into the top 10 of the best and fairest. So no more around the edges, no more. If you're going to add and give him more pieces, give him pieces that he can actually use each and every week.
Such a good point. Such a good point. Spot on.
Kangas need Voss. Kangas get Ross Lyon. Consecutive texts. They're my favourite ones when they come in and they're coming from the opposite side of things. Essendon, get Luke Parker.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting with the Bombers on Dunkley. I mean, it depends who you speak to here, Jared. I mean, according to some of the red and black variety, he's rock solid on coming across. He's even told some teammates, as I say earlier. And then you speak to the red, white and blue variety, and look, they're as resolute as ever. He hasn't said anything. He hasn't notified us formally. And even if he does, we're adamant we will not deal. I mean, there's time here with this one. Don't hold your breath on this. If the deadline's November 12, this will go the distance, because the Dogs will want that time. They're probably thinking, we can turn him around. They don't have to do anything at the moment, do they, the Western Bulldogs? So
no.
Let's see what happens.
And then a secured mission statement, keep Geelong away from Rowan Marshall. Oh, even just saying that out loud lets the mind boggle. No,
that paints a nasty picture, doesn't it?
It does. I've got one. So we've finished our team mission statements, and we'll keep those for as trade period goes out. I want to read you this one, Sam, and this is where we'll start tomorrow on the trade bell, because we had an eager correspondent who sent it through early, 3 minutes past nine, and has sent it through repeatedly. Mm. So, mega trade bell. I like it when it starts mega trade bell. Who says no? Big deep breath. I'll photograph it and send it to you.
Okay.
Collingwood get Merritt, Brody, Shacky, pick 7, pick 27. Collingwood lose Treloar, third rounder, pick 14, future first. Essendon get Dunkley, Wright, pick 12. Essendon lose Merritt, Saad, third rounder. Carlton get Saad, pick 14. Carlton lose, pick 7, pick 27, pick 45.
My God.
I've written it down. I photographed it. That was where we will start tomorrow with the mega trade deal. I love the imagination. I love the energy that's gone into it. It's imagine what the paperwork would look like.
Jared, it's fitting that hospitality opens today. That is a hamburger with a lot. It's going to take me a while to digest that, knife and fork and the napkin tucked in around the neck. I'll enjoy having a look at that.
Someone's just added Marshall's from Portland, close to the Cattery. No, you see, now you're distracting us. You're distracting us at the end of the trade bell. Sam Edmund for Coach Nick's expert planning and guidance can help reinvigorate your business. Go to coachnick.com.au. Sam, well done.
Cheers, Jared. Speak soon.
The trade bell special. The cricket calendar is out. Peter Lawler coming up on the program.